Welcome to a fresh dispatch from the Femme Fatale headquarters. What we have for you here is a new podcast created entirely for you, based on the questions you write to me about what's really going on behind the scenes in the world of entertainment and celebrity. Do you follow? Of course you do. This week, that means we dig around in Nicki Minaj's private financial business. Ooh. And learn,
Take out the word financial.
Why? You just want her private business? You just want to know, like, how big her wig collection is? That's Andy talking. I haven't even had a chance
to dirtier than that.
You're like, I didn't even get a chance to, like, introduce you yet. Like, usually, you know, like, there's an introduction.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But I'll that's fine. You're excited. So say hello to my co-host, Andy Dagan.
Hi.
Hello. What we were talking about before was Nikki's private financial business.
Her business.
Her business. And learn quite interestingly that her day job may be, in fact, be less stable than your day job.
Mm.
If that makes you feel better. I also got a reader question that will thrill anybody who has ever put their baby on YouTube and dreamt of that baby winning an Emmy. And yes, I will be talking about the worry about yourself baby, because I'm obsessed with the worry about yourself baby.
I don't know that baby.
Worry about yourself. Okay, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
The truth of the matter is, yes, that baby video could in fact get nominated for an Emmy. Right. I really shouldn't be encouraging parents like this, because 99% of baby videos are boring as hell, but I get ahead of myself. The point is, one day your baby may be competing for an Emmy with Jason Bateman or Kevin Spacey. And
my baby?
The theoretical baby of the reader.
What about my baby?
I'm a listener. Your baby? Okay, fine. Yes, your baby, Andy. Your baby, yes. Your baby could win an Emmy against Jason Bateman. Absolutely. I also have, in order of importance, a celebrity sighting. A cage match, in fact, with Andy.
Bring it.
A blind item.
Ooh.
A brand new announcement that's going to thrill any fan who's been with me since the beginning. And this is where I was going to introduce you.
Okay, I skipped ahead, so.
Andy Dagan, say hello.
Hi.
And tell them how they can reach me, by the way, if they have a question.
They can email you at Leslie, with an I-E, at thefamefatale.com. They can tweet you on the handle FameFatale Says. They can always leave a question via your website at thefamefatale.com, or they can find you on Facebook. And you can find me at SoyNugget on Twitter.
And send her your baby videos. Don't send me your baby videos.
Do send me your baby videos. I'll watch them.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah?
Are you ready for, should we do our cage match right off?
Let's do it.
For those of you not familiar with what a cage match is, I like a good scrap. I like a good fight. But I'm generally, I was going to say a woman of peace, but generally, I'm a coward. I'm a coward. If you come at me with a mace, I'm just going to run. And hide. So how do I fight with people and how do I enjoy fights? Well, instead of a weapon, we use celebrity sightings, because that's what we have out here. We don't have maces and crossbows. We have celebrity sightings. So whoever has the best celebrity sighting wins, and I have one. Why don't you, do you want to go first with your doubleheader?
I've got, mine's thematic. And that theme.
Thematic.
That theme would be 80s movies. 80s movies.
I already win, but go ahead.
Stars.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
It's yeah. So I just came from lunch at Chaconi's.
Oh, yeah, Chaconi's.
Very nice Italian restaurant.
Yes, lots of stars like to go there. They've got a good bar as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sitting across from me was Jamie Gertz.
No.
Star from The Lost Boys.
No.
Yeah.
Is she still cute?
Very cute.
I think that was it my man who really liked her? Somebody really liked
Everybody
her back
liked
in the day.
Everybody liked her.
Somebody really thought she was fine. Okay, who else?
And this one is really, really random.
Yeah.
Boof. From Teen Wolf.
Really?
Do you know who that is?
No.
Do you know the movie Teen Wolf?
I do.
The cute girlfriend, or she wasn't the girlfriend, the cute girl who was friends with Michael J. Fox.
Really?
Who like totally disappeared after that. I just saw her.
Were they at the same table?
No, they were.
Because that would have upped your wattage about 30%.
No, they were
they
not
weren't
the same
interacting
people.
In any way.
They
because
both
when it's like,
good.
It was like an 80s on 80s interaction,
oh,
that would have been like a singularity.
I know. But just, I thought that was a good.
That's a very 80s. Good sighting.
Baby
very
Vegas
good.
Would have had no idea who either of those people were.
He would have given you the best blank look ever if Baby Vegas were here.
Yeah.
And by the way, people are starting to invent nicknames for his nickname.
Like what?
Like somebody was calling him Boo Winkers on Facebook.
Sounds like a dog.
Let's not encourage him, people. He's going to be so thrilled when he hears about this. So thrilled.
That someone's talking about him?
That somebody is talking about him and making up nicknames in like Brazil. He's going to be thrilled. He's going to put on his best dancing glitter and just
Who did you see?
All right. I saw the back of Anne Hathaway's head last night.
Was it the smallest head you've ever seen?
It was a very small head. Have
like
you
the shrunken head in it Beetlejuice?
Was a, I was eating pizza.
Yeah.
And this car pulls up outside the pizza joint in Studio City. And in case people who are not familiar with Studio City, how would you describe Studio City? It's a city outside of Los Angeles.
It's in the valley.
It's in the
valley. It's the cute part of the valley. But right. It's still the valley.
It's still the valley. It's yeah. not prime West. Like, the guys from Entourage never went to Studio
right.
City. Right. Now, but still, stars do live nearby. But they live.
Clooney,
they have their houses
Clooney
there.
Lives in Studio City.
Yeah, they have houses there.
Right. It's not embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. Studio City. Yeah. And this car parks at a meter spot outside, right outside my restaurant. I could see it, you know, through the big windows in the front. And the car is a Toyota four-door. Toyota. Mm-hmm. And out of the back seat steps Anne Hathaway, and two other chicks get out of the car, and it's like 75 degrees. And Anne Hathaway is wearing like these tiny shorts, tiny little shorts. And anyway, they head over to a cafe down the street, and there are no paps. None.
Mm.
Zero paps. So those of
because
you...
Because she didn't call them. What?
She... What? That's a little secret. Yeah, you didn't know the stars call the paps. They do. So those of you who believe that A-list stars are just hounded everywhere they go, it's not true. They go to Studio City. Steve Carell lives in Studio City. Nobody cares. Nobody paps him. Viola Davis lives out in the valley.
Mm.
Did I tell you I went to Viola Davis's house?
No.
It's crazy. There's no gate. There's no second gate.
Mm.
There's no security. There's door. There's nothing. You can walk right up to her house and pick through her trash can if you want.
Is that what you did?
Let's not talk about it on the radio. No, no. But you know what I mean. And anyway, that's my sighting of the day. Now, sound engineer, I'm going to ask you to judge this because, of course, I win. But what I want you to know is to tell me that I win formally or okay, wait, let me back up. I suppose we should make this something of a fair contest, which you don't have to speak, but you, if you don't want to, but point to who wins. He's throwing up his hands. He's frightened.
He's throwing gang signs.
I know.
I'm going to give it to Anne Hathaway.
Well,
that's the back of her head, so that's like a Pyrrhic victory of sorts.
Okay. Well, but I do win.
Yeah.
I win.
Barely.
Say I win.
You barely win.
I win. Say I win.
I did.
No, you didn't. No, I say you win.
You win.
Thank you. See, and there we go.
You
yes.
have cultural relevance, but I have nostalgic.
You have nostalgic
something.
Factor. You, but you still don't win. Okay, so are you ready for the blind item?
Yes.
Here it is, a brand new blind item. Okay, so there's a dude who's been acting since the late 1990s.
Okay.
But he's only really risen in prominence and recognizability.
I know who it is. Just kidding. Go on.
Shut up. And don't guess because I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, you know that. I could tell you after we finish, but
okay.
I can't tell you now.
Okay.
But he's only really started to rise in success since the late 2000s.
Okay.
Good looking guy. Anyway, the guy is about 40 years old and he is living proof of just how common it is now to lie about your age in Hollywood. And that female actors aren't the only ones who routinely shave their ages by about 3 years as soon as they start to get a little famous. And I mean a little famous. This guy's not even a megastar.
Okay.
By a long mile. If you're a fan of a certain specific popular TV show, you would recognize this guy if he passed you. Otherwise, you would definitely not.
Mm.
You'd be like, that's a good-looking guy, whatever. Definitely would not. Not a huge famous actor, not yet. And yet, he's lying about his age. If you were to look him up online, you'd see that the man wants you to think he's 35.
Okay.
Which is wrong.
But he's really like 40?
He's really closer to 40. And for the record, his backward aging started a few years ago when he appeared on a different TV show that appealed to a younger audience. And he actually told his friends at the time, he's like, don't tell people that we went to school together because I've told everyone that I'm XYZ age.
Yeah, isn't that really hard to do now with the internet to lie by your age? Because anyone could pop up and be like, I went to high school with this fool and, you know,
yes,
we graduated in this
yes.
year. You know, Chelsea Handler thinks she's 37.
Oh God!
Can we say that?
I don't. I think that if you add like to the fifth in front of that, like a little five on the upper right hand corner of that number, 35 to the fifth power. Anyway, the point is, this guy wants you to think he's 35, and he's not. He's not 35. Blind item. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I got into kind of an argument last night with a friend of mine about whether it's cool for actors to lie to their fans like that, like whether it contributes to a wider culture of lies or whether it's all fun and games and people should lighten up. My sound engineer thinks in the former category. My sound engineer thinks in the latter category. I think in the former category. And I'd be curious to hear what listeners think. You can tweet me at Fame Fatale Says and let me know. Now, when we come back, you asked, not you, Andy, not speaking to you. You, the listener, you almost won the cage match, but you didn't. You asked whether Nicki Minaj is locked down on American Idol, or maybe we should be asking whether we are stuck with her. I will answer after a break. This may sound like a blank space, but it's not a blank space. This is a space for you, the would-be sponsor of my podcast. Would you like to sponsor this podcast? Email me at leslie@thefamefatale.com for more details. And we're back. Andy.
Yes?
I'm speaking to you again.
Oh.
Andy.
Thank you.
Andy.
What's up?
Did you know that Mariah Carey is getting a reported $18 million-ish?
No.
And Nicki Minaj asked for and got, from what I understand, $12 million-ish?
No.
To judge a single season of American Idol?
Can we cuss on this show?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
But we've gotten permission from our readers to say what the fuck is that.
Okay.
I'm not surprised. I'm very surprised by the pay.
That's a shitload of money.
It is a shitload of money.
Oh, my God.
I'm not surprised by the short term of the deal, though, because Mariah's singing voice is like a car alarm. And I could just imagine her singing gives me PTSD. And I pity the poor fools who have to listen to her humming to herself in hair and makeup.
Do you not get hate mail for those Mariah?
I just hope those people aren't hemophiliacs, because it would be like a river of blood flows through the CBS building. I never get hate mail for talking about her. They do. Who loves her?
People.
Come on.
No, she's got fanatic fans. The gays.
But people don't love
not
her.
Not the younger gays, but like the gays.
Old gays.
Not old.
Old ass gays.
Middle of the road gays.
So one of you wrote in with a question about these very judges, and I spoke with power attorney Erwin Feinberg, who helped me answer it. We're here with power attorney Erwin Feinberg, who knows all about the following question. A reader asks, I found Paula Abdul's cameo on Idol interesting. Did Keith, Nicki, and Mariah sign contracts for more than 1 year? Well, Mr. Feinberg, I found out that it looks like most of them have signed for one season with a quote-unquote renewal option. Now, I have not seen the actual agreement because they're private. No one would give them to me. You know, I'm not Deadline Hollywood. No one's going to give it to me. But I would like to speak to you in general terms about what a renewal option looks like. I think what my readers kind of want to know is it possible that Nicki and Mariah, who kind of have a rivalry, they don't like each other, if they could be stuck with each other for more than one season, and how renewal options tend to work in general?
Typically, an option to renew an agreement will require an exercise of the option by a certain date, so that the parties will know that they're locked in for another term. And the language of the agreement can state what length of time the option is for, what consideration is given for the option, and what the price for the option period will be, because it may be a different compensation than in the underlying period in the contract. So the short answer is an option can be written as between the parties however they want it to be, but typically they will require an exercise by a date certain so that the parties know that they're going forward in their continued arrangement.
So in other words, American Idol, the finale airs, and what the contract says for Nicki Minaj is, okay, American Idol has 1 month to tell Nicki whether they want her back for next season. And if they don't get back to her within that month, she's free to take her wig collection and go elsewhere.
That would not be at all unusual. It would not be at all atypical to have a time frame by which they're going to have to exercise the option, thereby allowing the parties to know what their rights are going to be.
And in the meantime, there's something that's also usually, you're saying, built in, saying we have the option not only to rehire you if we let you know by X date, but also we have the option to rehire you for this percent raise. And it's non-negotiable.
Well, it's negotiated at the time the agreement's drafted.
Right.
Sometimes the options will set a price for the option period, and sometimes what they will do is set a mechanism for the price to be determined at a later date.
That could see that to me, that would be kind of hairy. It's sort of like, let's just, Nicki Minaj apparently is very popular on American Idol. People like to watch her snipe with Mariah Carey. And if she were to go in there and say, you know, I know we've got this renewal option. I know that you've got the option to bring me back, but there's nothing in here that says how much you're going to pay me, you know, in a raise. It doesn't say 3% raise, doesn't say 1% raise. So I want a 20% raise. I mean, it's kind of like, why have an option then, right?
If the option is well drafted, it will either identify what the price is, or it will identify the mechanism where the price can be determined with some certainty.
You mean like ratings or something like that?
Yes, some kind of scale identified either by ratings or by some kind of mechanism where the parties going into it have a degree of certainty in calculating what that price is going to be.
That makes sense, because otherwise, why would a production company, Idol's production company, you know, why have an option, a renewal option, unless it's going to protect the production company?
Right.
Erwin Feinberg, if they want to find out more about you and what you do, where can they reach you?
We have a website at www.FAMMary.com.
This space could be all yours. That's right. You thought that there was no place for you on the new Femme Fatale. Well, you're wrong. We're looking for sponsors. Do you want to be a sponsor? Email me at leslie@thefamefatale.com.
And we're back. Andy, still speaking to you. Andy.
Oh, here I am.
I still like you.
Thank you.
Andy. Read unto us the next supplication from a peasant, I mean reader.
Zachary Lewis asks via Facebook.
Yes.
Here's a question, FF. Where will Netflix original series stand come award season? Will critically acclaimed programs like House of Cards and the upcoming final season of Emmy Darling Arrested Development gain traction? Or are they ineligible due to the unique circumstances surrounding their broadcast?
Do you watch either of those? Or
I started House of Cards. I mean, I'm going to go back to it.
Really?
Like it. Yeah.
Did you ever see the original?
House of Cards?
Yeah. There's an original.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it's British. It's even better.
But I am a big Arrested Development fan, and I'm can't
so you're
wait
very
for
much
that.
Looking forward to the
yes.
return, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, they are not ineligible, these shows. In fact, they are far from ineligible. In fact, there is a high chance you will be seeing one of those shows you mentioned in your question on an Emmy nominations list come award season, and I can prove it because I asked someone I know. That person is the fabulous Tom O'Neill. And it's his job to follow this stuff as a founder and editor of the Gold Derby blog. Have you heard of the Gold Derby blog?
No.
That's all he does is like entertainment awards and who's going to win what and when.
Mm.
The campaigns, the stuff, all that. His whole world is entertainment awards, Oscars, Grammys, Emmys. And I asked this specific question. He says it doesn't matter what the medium is. Get this. As long as it's available in half the viewing homes in America, that's the rule. YouTube videos compete against 30 Rock and The Good Wife and all media. I didn't know that. That's what he told me. Doesn't matter if it's streaming, if it's internet, broadcast, cable. He called the Netflix slate a game changer this year. And he said, get this, you heard it here first, that House of Cards will be nominated, he thinks, for drama and can win. Same for Arrested Development and comedy. It's going to shake up everything. Now, this is where I was talking about the worry about yourself. But you don't know about the worry about yourself, baby?
No.
Oh, God, the worry about yourself. You just have to look it up. You just have to look up. Baby tells father to worry about himself.
Okay.
And I'm not going to do it justice, but essentially, you know how the favorite thing for a parent to do now is while one parent drives, the other one turns the cell phone around and films the kids in the backseat.
Yeah.
Well, there's a kid, I don't know how old this child is. It's got to be, the kid is talking in full sentences. So the kid's got to be at least one.
At least two.
Yeah, at least two. Yeah, at least two. But she's pretty small. But yeah, she's at least, I would say she's two.
Okay.
And then there's an older sister in another car seat to the right who's a little bit more sober and somber. She's maybe three or four. And the dad is saying, what do you want me to do now? And the child is saying, worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. And the father's saying, well, do you want help with your, because the kid's trying to buckle its safety belt, which looks, by the way, something like you'd see in like an Aliens movie when they're dropping down onto the planet. It's like this crazy belt. And the kid's trying to snap it. And the dad's like, do you want me to help you? And the kid's like, no, thank you. No. Well, what do you want me to do? Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. So that technically could compete against Tina Fey. And given how that show kind of went downhill in the end, I think it may have actually a good chance of winning against the final season of that show. Now, do I think House of Cards is going to go all the way? You may say that. I couldn't possibly comment. You don't know what that means, do you? You don't, Andy. You don't.
No, I didn't get that reference.
Oh, my God.
What was that?
True fans of House of Cards know what I'm talking about.
I only watched one episode.
Well, then you're just not a true fan, are you?
I'm going back to it.
Why do you even? All right. So, bonus question from a reader.
Brian Chow says via Twitter, I'm glad that you're back. Will you have any merch? I already have your book, and I don't think I could afford an ad.
Oh, Brian. Oh, no, Brian. You can afford an ad. Trust. Trust, Brian. If you want to sponsor this podcast, you would be amazed at how cheap my ass is. Make an offer, Brian. Anyway, for your question, by the way, this question helped launch the new Femme Fatale swag shop at cafepress.com. Thanks to this question, Brian, you can get myriad tchotchkes with my name on them, including doggy shirts, including ones that will fit Noodle.
Ooh.
Yes. Doggy shirts, baby shirts, grown-up shirts, tiny tank tops just for baby Vegas and the people who love him. Dip it in glitter, head on out. And travel mugs, take me with you on the road. You can head to my homepage for more information at thefamefatale.com or go to Cafe Press and look for me. And I think that just about wraps it up for me this week. Did you have any observations about it? Are you watching Game of Thrones? You're not, are you?
No.
Why do I even...
What?
Why don't you
want to talk about Mad Men?
Yeah, sure. I didn't see that. I last night's episode
was a good one.
Was a good one?
Yeah. The first two were slow. Last night was a good one.
So is there a scene where a hot blonde girl has a dragon on a chain and the dragon cooks a slaver to death?
And then she
orders, and then she orders 8,000 more slaves to kill anybody in sight with a whip and they do it? Does that happen on Mad Men? Does that happen on Mad Men?
Sort of. Someone smokes a cigarette and has an affair.
You mean like last episode and the episode before that?
Yes. But it's still good.
Okay, this has been another episode of my show. Andy, how can they reach me?
They can email you at leslie@thefamefatale.com.
Uh-huh.
They can tweet you on Femme Fatale Says.
Yes.
They can leave a question on your website at thefamefatale.com.
Yes.
Or they can find you on Facebook. And you can find me at Soy Nugget on Twitter.
Worry about yourself. I can't believe you haven't seen that. I'm going to show that to you right now as soon as we're finished. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week.